Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jack Mitchell is our guest. Jack is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the chairman of Mitchell's family of stores. That includes Mitchell Richards Marsh, the Wilkes Bashford Sex Group. That's from Connecticut to Long Island to San Francisco, and now to the Pacific Northwest, right, Jack?
You bet, Jim. We just, with Mario Bizio, who owns Mario's in Seattle and Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
We formed a partnership with Mario, and we're thrilled that we're, so now we have 8 stores. And but it's all about, you know, like as we talked earlier, personalized relationships with each and every one of these.
Did you find that the new stores, when you brought your Mitchell philosophy, your Mitchell Richards philosophy of hugging customers, when you brought that to the stores in Long Island and then out to San Francisco and now up to Seattle and Portland, are you finding that those stores needed that kind of customer-centric thinking, or and if they did those people accept it, or did you have to bring in new people?
No, we always kept the people that built the businesses there, because all those businesses were successful at one time. I mean, Wilkes Bashford, as you know, had during the 08
yeah.
crisis, San Francisco and Palo Alto. We have a store in Palo Alto right in the Stanford Shopping Mall. So but the people had the relationships, but they had relationships primarily over the product. They were a product-driven
right.
store.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the relationships. So when we introduced our hugging culture, we really enhanced the business. That did take time for them to understand that we didn't want them to lose any of their passion.
If your relationship is with product, if with customers is about product, then anybody else with a product can take them away from you.
Exactly. I mean, you can buy a blue blazer.
Right.
I'm not kidding, because I know you own one.
Yeah.
From anyone. But if you do it the right way, and then you put the right tie and shirt, and then you give them a cup of coffee, or they like coffee or cappuccino, and give them a water to go when they leave, you find out what they do, then they try to, hopefully they can come back. By the way, a hug, Jim, we didn't just, a hug, obviously you can bear hug, but it's any tiny act or deed that says, wow, these folks at Mitchell's or Richards or listening to the Jim Blasingame, show, they care about me as a real person.
A hug, to me, a hug is when a company sends me an email and says, hey, Jim, your product has been shipped, and here's how you can track it.
Exactly.
Or are your product was shipped, it'll be on our store tomorrow, can we schedule a time for you to come by and try it on?
Right.
That's a hug.
And Jim, I don't know if you've had the opportunity yet, go online and look at, and I invite all your listeners to this morning, to go online and look at our Mitchells.com site, because we're online now, and you can buy online, but
mm-hmm.
but the idea is that, like, we're trying to replicate the shopping experience. So when you put the right passwords in and whatever, you can, if you're a customer of ours, up pops the picture of the sales associate that works with you, and then you can yourself or they can help guide you through the entire. We have the entire site. We have every SKU, stock keeping unit. Let's say that you want to buy a pair of women's collection. I'm using Manolo Blahnik shoes. They could be. We might not have your size in Connecticut if you're in the East, but we might have it in San Francisco.
The thing is what you've done is you married the old school face to face kind of service with the newest of technology.
This is
the thing that a lot of small business owners still don't get, even if they do a great job of loving up their customers. They've got to have a certain level of technology these days.
They absolutely must. I mean, technology is the backbone.
It's part of the relevance. It's part of relevance.
It's part of hugging. We talked of, a couple of times before, I mean, hugging works for the bottom line. People say, there's all this warm and fuzzy stuff. It's a lot of whatever. Does it work from a financial point of view? And obviously, you just thank you for sharing with everyone that, you know, we've grown over the years, and we are a major player in our industry in the luxury space because we shop at regular price, and you call people up, they buy at regular price. Now 60% or plus mm-hmm. or minus is done at regular price. You don't have to go to Harvard or MIT or you know Old Miss to understand that margins are better at regular price. And then all the cooperative advertising we get from our wonderful vendors who want to promote their products in our stores.
Right.
You know, our magazines that we have, they look expensive in there, but...
There are people out there who want different things. Everybody wants a different thing.
Some
people only want price. Some people only want a combination of price and service. Some people don't care about the price. They just want the service. You've got to make sure you know what your profile customer wants. You've
got
to give them that, and you wrap it up in a hug, one of these hugs that Jack talks about in his book, which I recommend to you folks. Don't forget, it's called Hug Your Customers. It's and you know, this is, whether it's face-to-face or whether it's technology, folks, if you follow the Jack Mitchell story, the family story, that's what I like about talking about this, is because it's not just an idea. This thing is working for his family. So I encourage you to do that. Jack, I need some websites again, please.
The book is hugyourcustomers.com, or you can go on mitchells.com. Obviously, they're linked together.
Right.
One is our family business, and one is my book.
And the new edition's out just this year, right?
Yes.
The new edition of Hug Your Customers. Hey, Jack, good job. Congratulations on a great success.
Three, soon to be four generation
business,
that's
folks.
That's your family and your listeners.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.